This is Conor Lennon for UN News. Securing access to thousands of people affected by fighting in Myanmar's Rakhine State is a priority for the United Nations, the organization's top relief official in the country told UN News on Wednesday. Amid clashes between Arakan Army separatists and the Myanmar military, which is sending more troops to the area, acting resident coordinator and humanitarian coordinator for Myanmar, Knut Ostby, told Daniel Johnson that there could be a quite immediate escalation of the situation before calling for all sides to find a peaceful solution to the crisis.
Yes, I think the situation, as far as we know, it has not broken up to major fighting. But there has been more troop build-ups, as far as we know.
And are you clear on how many people have been killed in the violence?
No, so far, we are aware of the 13 police officers who were killed in the attacks on the four police posts on 4th January. And we regret very much this loss of life. We express sympathies and condolences to their families. But for what is going to happen now, we appeal to all sides. Take into consideration the situation of the civilian population and to look at how a peaceful solution can be found. We are worried that further fighting could lead to further suffering of the civilian population.
And let's talk about the civilian population then. Who exactly is suffering and who has been displaced? You talk of many thousands of people who have been affected by this violence to date.
It is a very dynamic situation. We had a rough estimate of 4,500 people who were displaced so far, but this can change on a short notice. It's people who've been displaced where there has been active fighting who can then go back very shortly thereafter, or other people who are not able to go back. So we had this estimate, but it changes. It will be changing all the time.
So it's a fluid situation, you say, but what kind of access do you have then to those who've been forced to flee this violence in northern and central Rakhine State?
We have had a problem with humanitarian access in this area for quite a long time, since 2017, and the access has not improved. We are worried that if there is new major displacement, a new need for major humanitarian assistance, that the access we are having will not be sufficient to deliver the assistance needed.
But how many people actually do need humanitarian assistance right now from the United Nations and its partners on the ground, those who can access the people in need?
Well, we have the estimated number of people who need humanitarian assistance for our humanitarian plan for 2019 is around 800,000 across the country. And a very large portion of these in Rakhine State. These are both people who live in camps, in displacement camps, but also people who live outside displacement camps who are in need of humanitarian assistance.
And that tallies with figures from another UN agency, the World Food Programme, that provides food to around 1 million people who've been displaced in Myanmar. And they are victims of ongoing violence in many parts of the country. So how would you assess the humanitarian situation in Myanmar more generally?
Yeah, as you mentioned, there is a very large number of people in need of humanitarian assistance. This has continued for some time. The conflict in some parts of the country has gone on for 70 years, but the intensity of the conflict has changed back and forth over time. Just now, there is a ceasefire in place in the north and east of the country. So we're hoping that the situation will improve there. But that ceasefire does not include Rakhine State. And that's where we are worried that there would be new escalation that would lead to new suffering of the civilian population.
And how do you assess that threat, given the mass exodus of, 700,000 Rohingya Muslims to neighbouring Bangladesh from August 2017?
Yeah, there was this mass exodus of Rohingya late 2017, mostly. We estimate a little under 600,000 Rohingya left in Rakhine State, both in camps and outside camps. There is also the ethnic Rakhine population and people from other ethnic groups that now constitute, of course, the majority of the remaining population in the state. So the whole population in the area we are worried that the fighting will escalate is at risk from all ethnic groups. There has been statements from government that they will have a major military operation to crush the opposition who made these attacks. We have heard that there has been a major increase in troop numbers in these areas, and that gives the reason for concern that there could be a quite immediate escalation of fighting.
Yes, and just talking about the government there, you say that the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and you yourself, you've been in contact with the government. Which parts of the government? The military, the civilian authorities, who?
Now, we are in contact with the local authorities in Rakhine first and foremost to try to negotiate what kind of access we could get. We're also on a regular basis in contact with the union government in the capital.
And given that announcement that they are going to send more troops and attempt to, quote-unquote, crush the separatist violence there, it's not particularly reassuring, and presumably conditions of elsewhere in Rakhine State are not at all suitable for the return of those refugees, Rohingya refugees, who fled to Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh.
Yes, we believe that the focus should be on trying to maintain a peaceful situation and to improve the situation, to make conditions such that the people can return. That requires addressing both human rights concerns and material concerns of the situation of this Rohingya population. So we continue to advocate for this. We continue to advocate for more humanitarian access to those who need it. And we also have a regular cooperation with government to try to do more both on the humanitarian and development side. But we feel that there is a lot more that should be done and could be done if we had more access.